Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What?
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Daniel Clark Network Radio. We're live here tonight. New Music Monday. In the house, Miss Lorna Ivings and also Miss Angeline Scott. And we're going to be going live very shortly. Want to introduce to the world Mr. Walter Brown, recording artist. We're going to be promoting and introducing his new single to the world. And I got to tell you, that is awesome. So this is supposed to be New Music Monday, but we're having problems uploading some other songs. So we're just going to play you some various different songs here. And approximately 8:30, we're going to have Mr. Brown on the line with us live. Hey, if you want to talk to him or if you want to talk to me, Daniel Clark, you can give us a call, 646-478-4995. Hey, what about all you Redskin fans out there, huh? All right. Hey, Dallas, bring it on.
Thank you.
Pooh Anderson also have new music out, so we're going to spotlight one of his songs this evening. It is called Cheating. Hey, you can pick this up. Gene Pooh Anderson of Parliament Funkadelics. You can pick this up. You can just go to his website, Gene Anderson, Shampoo Pooh, the Shampoo Pooh Man, and pick up this song, and it is called Cheating.
Getting it all.
Poo-Poo Anderson, Shampoo Poo, right here, Daniel Clark Network Radio in the house with us, Miss Lona Evans and also Mrs. Angeline Scott. Hey, doing that natural beauty hair and spa over there in Richmond, right off of
Finlay Street.
Right off
Finlay Street, Laburnum and Finlay.
Yeah, go ahead and tell the artist some of the great things that you do in that beautiful salon.
We are a natural hair care salon specializing in women that are transitioning from relaxed to natural hair, and also women who enjoy wearing braids, locks, and other natural hairstyles. We also offer massage therapy, and we have some novelty items, T-shirts, jewelry, earrings, and things of that nature. So you can check us out at www.gotlocksva.com. That's GOTLOCSVA.com.
Yes, right here, Daniel Clark Network. You heard it. I mean, look, go ahead and check her out. Hey, and look, let me tell you about the involvement. The involvement is awesome. You'll feel just like you're at home. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. We got Mr. Walter Brown, recording artist, that's going to be joining us in approximately 10 minutes. But we're going to do a little thing. We're going to send some love out to Mrs. Cougar Woman herself. Hey, this is Sugar in My Bowl, baby.
One little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. Feel so funny, I feel so sad. One little stink on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I need some sugar in my bowl. You've been acting different, I've been told. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling, I want some sugar. In my
This is Lady D, your Cougar Woman.
Bring them to me tender. Bring them to me sweet. Bring them to me all struck. Till they grow and mossy. Let them know I'm the teacher. Let them know they will learn. Let them know that the fire inside is really gonna burn. I'm your cooler woman. Night through, gotta have me a young man.
Not a day over 32.
Young man will worship, make me feel alive. Don't want me no old man with all that jug and jive.
I'm your cooler woman.
Some may say I'm unfair, but to tell you the real truth, I don't even care. Gotta have me a young man, one that makes me feel young. But above all else, y'all, I just wanna have my fun.
I'm your cougar woman.
All of his tears is where a young man went, and when he's coming back again, maybe he's from the country, maybe he's city fine, but when he calls shitty care, I'll be right there by his side.
I'm your cooler woman.
Live with us live. If you want to give us a call, 646 478-4995.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Brown, Daniel Cloud Network Radio, the entertainers. How are you doing this evening, my brother? Okay, we seem to have lost our caller, so we're going to do that again. And in the meantime, we're going to play another song here from Mr. Joe Phillips. Thank you. Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground. Mr. Brown, are you there? Yes, Mr. Brown, are you there? Hello. Well, we seem to be having some technical difficulties here. Mr. Brown, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to try that again. Daniel Clark Network Radio, can you hear me? Okay, we're having some problems here, so we're going to keep doing this till we get it right. Okay, let's do a little thing here by the OJs, and we'll come back with you with Mr. Brown.
Understanding, and to us that's so hip, there's so much love going on between us, and we know it won't slip because it's so strong, so strong, so strong, so strong. So strong. Get along, moving from day to day. We got a very special kind of loving, and we like it. We like it just that way because it's so rare, so rare, so rare. Thank you.
Daniel Clark Network Radio. We are trying to get our artists on the line here. Daniel Clark Network Radio, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, we're going to keep trying this until we make it right.
Hello?
Yes, Daniel Clark Network Radio, Mr. Brown. You're there.
Yeah, how are you?
Yes, just fine. And we have another caller calling on the line here. Hold on a second. Daniel Clark Network Radio, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Larry Arrington. I'm trying to get in touch with Walter Brown a bit. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, we're on the air now. We're live. Mr. Brown, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, we had a few little difficulties, but, you know, we got you. We can make this thing do what it do, baby.
Yeah, make it do what it do.
Hey, man, I mean, my testimony, you know, I played that song for some friends of mine, and look, they haven't took it out the CD player.
Yeah, is that right? I'm glad they enjoyed it.
I mean, they absolutely love it. So go ahead and tell the audience my testimony. Give them a little information about you. And, I mean, you've got a great piece of composition here. And, brother, we want to see if we can push it as far as we can go with it. So let the audience know. Anyone that want to call in, you can talk to my guest, Mr. Walter Brown, right now, recording artist. We're promoting his single, My Testimony. You can give us a call, 646-478-4995, right here, Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground. Go ahead, take it away, Mr. Brown.
Yes, hello. Good evening out there. Again, my name is Walter Brown. The song is called My Testimony. Is inspired from a number of years that I struggled with drugs and alcohol and living life very dangerously. Once I got clean and sober, you know, I'd written a lot of songs while I was in my addiction. I also went to prison, something a part of what the lifestyle gives you. Inspired me to write about my struggles. I have a desire to reach out to those who are sick and suffering from drugs and alcohol, living dangerously in the world like I used to be, to inspire them that if I can be delivered, so can they. And I just have a burning desire now to just give back or reach out and tell how the suffering was, and that I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but I do know that there's a lot of people out there that's struggling with addiction. And I've learned that you won't beat this thing unless it becomes you have a willingness to participate in fellowship and surrender. Which is very important. I had to learn that if I had so much control, then I wouldn't have been in the addiction or in the lifestyle or struggling or suffering the way that I was. It will grow you up, in other words. And There's a sense of honesty a desire just to take and do good, you know. I like where my life is now, you know.
Right.
My home and my family, you know, everybody's good, and we're just taking it one day at a time. Just reach for, you know, accomplishing all the goals that we possibly can. You know, I love challenging myself, and I encourage anyone that has a low self-esteem that they can do anything. You know,
right.
There's nothing that you can't do. If you set your mind to it and you believe within yourself, you can do and accomplish anything. So I encourage people to challenge themselves, you know. Reach out for your goals, you know, and your dreams. They can be accomplished, but you just can't give up.
Right. Yeah, now I'm looking here at the CD, and I see that you have you're with the WB production, and I'm assuming that is your production company?
Yes, it is. The name was inspired by a cousin of mine, my cousin Danny Johnson, who was a former manager. And because of my writing ability as far as lyrics and the musicians and people that helped me on this project, we have a good thing going there as far as writing songs or getting songs to up-and-coming artists that don't have material.
Right.
Have a network of people that we can come together and we can put some songs to the right people, to the right voices, to the right talent, and speak to them and get them out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Well, you know, I mean, I think you've hit a network here because, I mean, we're behind you on this, and definitely we definitely need some positive individuals out there because there's a lot of us that get going down the wrong direction, and for someone to have gone that route to be able to come back and, you know, want to make a change and then show the example that this can happen. I mean, that's an awesome thing. We also have Mr. Arrington on the line. Mr. Arrington, what is your take in this?
How you doing, Mr. Clark? How you doing today? First of all, good evening. Hey, Walter Brown, what's up, man?
Hey, my friend, how are you?
Oh, man, we're blessed, man. Look, it's good to hear you on the radio. Mr. Clark, I tell you, it's just an awesome opportunity for my brother Walter to be doing, you know, for you to be helping him out like this, man. That's a big thing right there. And I think if a lot of the artists get together with you on your station, man, and something can be done here in Richmond. You know, I was fortunate. I've been fortunate to know Walter for some years here now. And as a matter of fact, I helped him out a little bit with the vocals on this single, which is an awesome single, by the way, Walter. Boy, I'm proud of you, man. You know that, right?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And if I may, I want to plug my friend Larry. Larry and I, we've been sitting together off and on for like maybe close to 30 years.
Yeah.
And we sung together, you know what I'm saying, while we drank in the bars or whatever. But eventually we came together and we auditioned for a talent competition that was going to the Apollo. And out of 325 acts, 25 acts were chosen. And the group Glorious was one of the 25 acts that was chosen. When we came back from the Apollo, I stepped down from the group. And I had formed a group called Exalted with my mother, sister, and a bunch of my cousins or whatever. Larry is the only original member of that group.
Right.
And that group is still going strong. And I'd like to also say that they are one of the hottest, toughest a cappella groups in the state.
Oh.
And I like to also thank him for his contribution as far as vocals on the single. He gave me our first tenor on the single, and we did some video footage that I hope to have in the video for the song. And I'd like to also give a shout out, a special thanks to my first cousin, Doug Sneed, who gave me horns on the single. He gave me introduction, solo, change, and ad lib going out. Very wonderful job he did on horns. He also gave me baritone and background, along with Larry, again, giving me first tenor. I did second tenor, and I had a young lady named Patina Wallace from Richmond. She gave me alto in background on the single in the studio. And she's also a member of a group called Foxy, who are now doing their reunion album. And I was a talent showcase. I won a talent showcase in 1982. In 1981, the group Foxy was a very hot female group at the time. They went on to record, and some years that went by, now they're doing their reunion album. So they're going to, I'm looking for good, big things coming up in the future from them. I think they got about 3 or 4 songs recorded on their new album. And I would also, I'm waiting for an opportunity to tell them about you, Mr. Clark, and hopefully I can get them to come and meet with you, and along also with the group Glorious that Larry is a part of, a group of wonderful men, guys. They sing their hearts out, and I really would like for them to also meet you, because I feel that if we all come together, there's strength in numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, and, right about that, my brother. There's nothing
strength
like
in numbers.
And for us, I mean, we need to patronize each other to make sure that not just one make it out, but all of us make it out. So this is a great effort. I appreciate you taking the time out. Now, Mr. Arrington, with your participation in this, do you guys plan to do other collective efforts together? Or say again?
Are you talking about Bill Walton? Walton and me? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, did you all plan?
Are you talking about Gloria? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, were you talking about Walton and myself, or were you talking about the group Glorious?
I'm talking about all of you. I mean, we all can, you know how the Parliament Funkadelics, their thing. I mean, you know, they just got in there, and you know, they made that thing happen, and everybody, you know, I mean, we can all work together and as a group, or we can, you know, do our things separately as well, you know. So I like to see more collaboration from
I think we can do some things as far as the group. Walter and I started Gloria, and it's really not about, you know, me tonight. It's really about Walter. So I just wanted, again, the reason I called in was just to commend him on what he's doing and what you're doing to help him out. But as far as us collectively, well, you with your network, with your radio station, and with the rest of the group, Walter knows a lot of guys here. You know a lot of groups. I know a lot of groups. And I believe, I know Gloria would definitely be interested in doing something, because we need something in Richmond. I mean, there's not a lot of people doing a lot of things musically in Richmond as far as like being together, you know. And I think we can,
right.
If we can all get, like I think Walter mentioned the strength of numbers, if we can get together and do something like that, and I think we can go forward in this thing. So what I do tonight, or maybe tomorrow, is call the guys and our manager, and just let them know what happened on the station tonight, and maybe we can get together with you and with Walter, and we can get together with some of the other groups, and we can do some mixing. I'm definitely interested. You know what I mean? Anything that can help us move forward in what we're trying to achieve here. You know, as Gloria, right now we're in the studio now. We're working on another CD. We got one out already, but we're working on another one, and we should be finished up with that probably in the next couple of months. We have a couple of issues going on, you know, sicknesses in the families, but different things like that. But, you know, but we're still moving forward, you know, and we're excited about what's happening. So, you know, yeah, and with Walter and, you know, what he's doing, I'd love to see us all on the same stage and all. I can see it all, like, just writing music. He's doing the thing that we need, that we love to do anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
What we do, yeah,
okay.
We love to do this anyway, so let's get together and do it.
Yeah, let's see if we can get this song keyed up here. And I hope that I was successful in this, but let's try it and see, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Okay.
choices in my life that I'm not proud of. He's given me for the wrong I've done. Yeah. Being in those places that I knew was not right. Drugs, alcohol, fornication, what a mess.
What a mess.
Heart's full of pain because of my foolishness. My lovers and my friends stand far off from me.
Far off.
Life above the smoke, how bad can it get? Doing those things that I knew. If it was for you,
if it was for you,
cause it done for me.
Choices in my life that I'm not proud of. He's
forgiven me for the wrong I've done. Yeah. Being in those places that I knew was not right. Drugs, alcohol, fornication, what a mess. A heart full of pain because of my foolishness. Lovers and my friends stand far off from me. Life above the smoke, how bad can it get? Seeing those things that I knew was not right.
Yes, my mother passed July 1st, 2012. She passed 11 days before I was released. She was trying to hold on for me. My mom had a number of things. She had a couple of strokes. My mother was 83 years old. She had a few strokes. Her right side was paralyzed. My sister was caretaker for her in her last days. My mother was truly a beautiful and wonderful spirited woman, and I miss her deeply, you know, but I know she would rather she would love knowing that I'm clean and sober and I'm living life and enjoying life on life's terms, being a good husband, good father, good grandfather. And I also wanted to take and mention that, you know, it was a lot of fun in the studio with recording this single, and I'm looking forward to, I got 11 more songs that I want to do for this particular album, and all the songs are just as good, if not better, than my single. God gave me these lyrics. I don't want to take credit for anything. These lyrics was inspired by God from my struggles in my life, the lifestyle, from seeing the struggles of other people, and sometimes that's where songs come from, out of our pain.
Right.
And these songs were definitely inspired and given to me by God, and I'm truly thankful to be a steward over them. I was just a vessel. He said, these things write, and I wrote. But I want to also say that I want to give special thanks to Thurman Hargrove, who was a producer in his studio at Evolution Studios in Chesterfield, Virginia. He gave me the basics in his studio. He gave me bass drums, keyboards, organs, percussions, and hand claps. He plays keyboards, he also plays bass, and the rest of it he came from his computer. And my cousin Doug Sneed came in and gave me horns, two-part horns, and solo, and ad-lib going out along with the change. Then I brought Lenny Holmes from Central Gardens, Richmond. He gave me lead and rhythm guitar. He's a wonderful, talented musician that to watch all these guys in the studio was just, it was amazing, and it was an honor and a privilege to take and have them on this project, so much so that these are the same people that I want to use along with any other new talent on the rest of the album. But I'm definitely going to call these people to come back and let God move through them what they gave on this particular one. I want them to come and bring their creativity, whatever God gives them, on the rest of the album as well. And I also want to give a shout-out to my son. The rap, the eight bars of rap that you heard was by my youngest son, Corey Brown. He's a recording artist, a writer, very accomplished. His venue of rap was in the hip-hop gangster rap field, which he's also known, he's good at, but he's also working on some other material to come into the gospel and inspirational feel. And for his generation, and to give a message to those coming up under him,
right,
that you don't have to, you know, it's not all about the guns and living the hard lifestyle or whatever, or being bad or this, that, and the third. That, you know what I'm saying, kindness and inspiring words can also take you a long way. And he's here with me, as a matter of fact. Corey, why don't you say hello to the people out there in Radio Land?
Hello, Radio.
Mr. Clark.
What's going on, Corey? I mean, you're really putting it down back there. I mean, you added that that portion back there that I think is going to inspire a lot of people, you know, and I want to encourage you to keep moving forward as well.
Yeah, I plan on moving forward and started writing about some writing uplifting lyrics instead of adding worldly music into the world.
Right. Right.
I think as you know, we in some trying times in this these days in society, and I just wanna and my generation, the younger generation, is
dying off, getting locked up.
So basically, what I want to do is write some music to uplift the younger generation.
My brother, I truly appreciate you for that, because, you know, one of the things that we're doing now is the Why Incarcerate, Educate. We're saving our children, and we need young rappers like you that is going to send some positive messages out to our youth to redirect them from violence and drugs and guide them into a more positive direction. So I look forward to, you know, working with you in the future as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown, for
anyone
that's interested in this single that you have now, and I know, I know that I'm going to be working with you, but for anyone that's interested in purchasing a copy of this right now, where can they get it from?
Well, they can also go through you. They can also contact me at telephone number 804-368-9831. Again, that's 804-368-9831. And also, too, I know that we're going to, you and I have talked, and we're going to be setting up some, putting in motion of you doing some distribution for me. So when you're ready, then you can also let the people know as you plug the single that they can also come through you as well. And I really appreciate everything that you're doing for me, and I think that it is truly a blessing for us to meet, and I think that this is the start of a beautiful relationship, and I think that I think that it was predestined that we meet. I think God has His hand in this, and I just want to thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? I really want to thank you for all that you've done for me and what you're about to do.
Yeah, and I want to send a shout-out to Brother Ron because, you know, he brought this together. You know, he was saying, look, man, my partner's got this Dynamite song out, and you just got to hear it, you know. And immediately putting that song in, I said, look, man, I need to call this brother right now. So,
we
need in Groves. Because that's how we're going to make things happen for each other. So I appreciate the opportunity of having you on the station. And look, this is home for you now. So we're going to pump this some more tonight, and then we're going to do it again with the Marsha Jones Show. And we'll be back next Monday with the New Music Monday. And we're going to put this in rotation, so we're going to make sure that people know that you're out there. The music is beautiful. I mean, you did a wonderful job, and all the individuals that collectively work with you in order to make this happen. So we're going to just keep it moving.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Okay, with that said, guys, we're going to move on into another set here. If you want to hang out and listen to some more music, you appreciate it to do that. But we're going to play this song once again. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground, on the air with us live tonight. None other than Mr. Walter Brown and his testimony. And it is a testimony indeed. Brothers, if you guys want to hang on, I'm going to play this song again. We can't stop it.
God bless you, sir.
For everything He's done for me, all things He's brought me through, yeah. I've made choices in my life that I'm not proud of. He's given me for the wrong I've done, yeah. Being in those places that I knew was not right. Yeah.
home, fornication, what a mess. My heart's full of pain because of my foolishness. My loved ones and my friends stand far off from me.
A
life of purple smoke, how bad can it get? Seeing those things that I knew was not right.
Right now, I'm in the, and I also wanted to mention, right now I'm in the process of rehearsing and auditioning background vocals. I need to put together my ministry to go out and promote the single.
Right.
I think right now I do have an alto and a first tenor. I need a soprano singer, someone who's interested, a female who can sing soprano here in the Richmond area. It's not obligated to anybody else and has a little time, maybe 1 or 2 days during the week to rehearse, to prepare ourselves to go out on the road or whatever. I welcome them to give me a call. My telephone number is 804-368-9831. Again, that's 804-368-9831. You can also, you can contact me and hit me up on Facebook under Walter Brown Sr. And my email address, waltluv42@gmail.com. That's waltluv42 42@gmail.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground, right here with Mr. Walter Brown and the single, My Testimony, working toward putting out that album, and I know that that's going to be a hit as well. So we want to encourage everyone to join us Sunday. You can call in 646-478-4995 because we're going to have this brother back on the air with us along with Marsha Jones, the bass player from the Ohio Players, and we're going to kick this again and stretch this single on out because I got to tell you, I'm feeling it, and everybody that I've introduced to it is feeling it also. So we want to make sure that you get the proper exposure so that you can move this effort forward.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so let's see here. It's a couple of other things up here. Well, you talked about the producer, which is Mr. Thurman Hargrave.
Hargrave.
Yeah, and then you got your lead guitar players. I mean, you've got a good entourage of individuals that you're working with, so all I can see with this is success.
Thank you so much. I'm faithful. I'm faithful to believe the same thing, and I'm just, you know what I'm saying, I believe that God has great things in store for this project.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. Well, look, I appreciate you coming on the show. I'm going to this once again, and then I will play some other music. But, brother, I appreciate you coming on the show, and we will be talking to you in the near future, and then we will be live on the air again this Sunday between 3 and 5. You can give us a call. You can hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground. Mr. Brown, I will be hollering at you soon, my brother, and we're going to close out with this. So you take care and much love to all your family and the people that's working with you on such a great accomplishment.
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed evening.
All right, my brother. Peace.
Peace.
Thank the Lord for everything He's done for me. All things He's brought me through. Yeah, made choices in my life that I'm not proud of. He's given me for the wrong I've done. Yeah, being in those places that I knew. Alcohol, fornication, what a mess.
What a mess.
My heart's full of pain because of my foolishness. My lovers and my friends stand far off from me.
Far off.
Life above the smoke, how bad can it get? If it was for you,
if it was for you,
cause it done for me. Oh.
Thank God for opening my eyes, thinking that the corner was love was all lies. Experimented with drugs, sold them on the side, got in some law trouble, was led to doing time on the road to destruction with the wrong crown. Thinking I had friends, they all let me down. I turned my life around, I'm active in the church, this is my testimony, I'm putting God first. thank God for opening my eyes. Thinking that the corner was love was all lies. Experimented with drugs, sold them on the side. Got in some law trouble, was led to doing time on the road to destruction with the wrong crown. Thinking I had friends, they all let me down. I turned my life around, I'm active in the church. This is my testimony, I'm putting God first.
What I wanna share with you about my pain and struggles.
Mr. Stanley Bear. Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground. You've been listening to New Music Monday, and you heard songs from Miss Denise Kirkland, the Cougar Woman, Stanley Beer, also Joe Phillips, Joe Phillips formerly of the Winstons, Mr. Gene Poo Poo Anderson. And now we're going to get into Shay. New Music Monday, Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground.
Thank the Lord for everything He's done for me.
all the things he's brought me through. Yeah, made choices in my life that I'm not proud of. He's forgiven me for the wrong I've done. Yeah, being in those places that I knew was not right. Drugs, alcohol, fornication, what a mess.
What a mess.
Heart full of pain because of my foolishness. Lovers and my friends stand far off from me.
Far off.
Life is full of smoke, how bad can it get? Doing those things that I knew. If it was for you,
if it was for you,
cause it done for me.
Purchase one of those t-shirts, grab one of those CDs from Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, this is saving our children.